And now a completely different question. Since the malevolent universe premise is false, malevolent universe is the view, for those of you who are new here, that it's impossible for human beings to achieve their values, rational values, in this world. It's just the world encourages destruction, failure, loss, and your attempts are destroyed by the nature of things. The good just can't survive in this world. Now, given that, he says, given that objectivism holds that that premise is wrong, what is it that makes the characterization of Dominique and the Fountainhead so enthralling? Shouldn't we just say she's a malevolent universe, irrational, given into, society, etc., etc., and find her boring? No, I certainly wouldn't think that, because Dominique is not just a malevolent universe. She is much more than that. She is malevolent to the extent that she thinks all values are threatened because they're values. That's why, she feels that Rourke is threatened. And on the other hand, she believes that it's crucial to achieve values. She doesn't just give up the possibility. She also is desperate to find values that can survive this world. And that's the whole importance of what Rourke taught her, that her values can survive in this world and that she mustn't give in to the other. And then at a certain point, she's able to free herself from that. But her essence until the late part of the book was she is a tortured idealist. She thinks there's no hope, but there must be hope because values are so crucial. And that's what makes her character so enthralling. I have to say, for what it's worth, I read this book as a teenager. Now, you can make of this what you want, but it's true. I identify with Dominique all the way through because that was exactly the way I felt. I was a tortured idealist just as she was. And it was only after I spent some time talking to Ayn Rand that I got rid of that kind of torture. And it took quite a while for me to stop reacting in those terms. For instance, I remember clearly Ayn Rand and I were getting in an elevator in New York to go down to the street, and I had my body situated in such a way that, if anybody tried to come in, they couldn't get through me. And she asked, why was I standing like that? I didn't think it was that obvious. She said, you're just like Dominique. She saw it just from that I was trying to protect her, because the very fact that she was such a value made her something that is threatened and that has to be protected. So I don't mean you should never protect a woman, but not from the motive that because she's such a great value, she's in trouble. She's in danger.